producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. Got a couple of things I want to speak with the Common Sense Club about today. I don't know how many of you saw, but you can definitely catch the ICMI post that I'm going to put up later on today. The 6:30 Point of View interview. Last night with Markel Gray, that's the student over there at Fargo South that had that altercation with the police officer, the school resource officer. And we're going to have the chief in at the bottom of this hour. And, well, the lieutenant, Joel Vettel, right? Yeah. Oh, we're going to have Joel Vettel in later on to talk about that. That interaction with this teenager, but a couple of things stood out to me last night, and a couple of things that we talk about all the time on the Common Sense Club. Scott talks about it, Steve Dace talks about it. As a matter of fact, a little aside, I'll have Steve Dace on the show tomorrow. So tune in for that tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, I have Steve Dace. But a couple of things really stood out to me. Now, this kid came off horribly on air last night. And I know he did because I've seen the feedback. And if you're not aware, Fargo South, right before the Thanksgiving holiday, a kid is asked to pull up his pants. Markel Gray is asked to pull up his pants. He refuses. He had another kid that he's walking with, and apparently a scuffle ensued with the school resource officer that had Markel landed him in juvie. He was released yesterday, as a matter of fact, I think. And his mom was out on, in the media, I think it was on WDAY, and she says, you know, it's a horrible thing, you know, the cop used excessive force, that sort of thing, so it had a big story. I put it on my social media, and I'm gonna tell you where I'm at. I got well over 450 likes on my take, and I said basically, you know, if my son was flaunting the rules and acting in an otherwise thuggish behavior, and a police officer told him, "Hey, pull your pants up," and he didn't, and the police officer put his foot in my son's backside, I would commend the officer. I'd shake his hand, probably take him out to dinner with my son in attendance, just so my son understands that, you know, I will not support your deviant behavior or delinquent behavior in any way, shape, or form. And if you get in trouble with the police or with the school, then you're going to be in trouble with me. And I think that there's something to be said that there. And I'm saying that because I have a question to ask. Last night, I'm on the 6:30 Point of View, before and after the show, I spoke with Markel. I spoke with this kid who comes off like a total thug on TV, on his Facebook, on his social media, to the police, and I saw something there. I didn't see a thug. I saw a very confused kid. I saw a kid that was struggling with his own identity. And I also saw a kid who has been brainwashed. I mean, it is unbelievable. Something that you guys might not know, as per the police and as per Markell himself, when this altercation happened, he started yelling Mike Brown, Ferguson, along with some other choice profanities. The interesting thing that was brought to light last night is Markell is from a single parent home. His father is in prison. He has never met his father. When I asked him, do you miss your dad? What would you say to him if he walked up to the words that he said was, I don't give a crap. I'm old now. I don't need a dad. Blah, 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 this and that. But he couldn't look at me when he said it. I think that this kid, a lot of folks might not agree with me, but I think education would help this kid. I think a male role model would help this kid. We talk about it all the time, the broken family, and this is a cut case. I spoke to this kid at Lent yesterday. He was never disrespectful to me, a lot of folks would say it's because I'm black and whatever. And when I came into the conversation, I said, you know who I am? And he's like, yeah, Chris had briefed him on who I was, and I guess because of my Facebook post, other people had briefed him on who I was and what I do. So he knew. And I said, so you know that I in no way, shape, form, or fashion endorse any type of thug lifestyle or your lifestyle. And he's like, yeah, he understood. He even called me sir a couple of times. And I'm like, I talked to this kid. And it went from me. I mean, when I went into that interview, I was planning on just, lambasting this kid because I figured, he was going to be a thug. He was going to be abrasive. He was going to be all these things. And then I started talking with him, speaking with him. And what I found out is he is a seriously misguided, confused, broken kid. So I asked myself, what is my obligation, if any, to this kid? My good friend Carol Port, when this whole Ferguson thing was going on and the rioting and all of that, she said something that was profound, and she said it on social media. She said, I wonder how much Mike Brown's life would have changed had he had someone praying for him and guiding him, and loving him. And I want you to think about that. What do we do with kids like Markell? Yes, this was a horrible incident, and we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour also. And what he did, I asked him last night, do you own any of this? What is your culpability here? And he said he didn't own any of it. And his mom chimed in that he might not have known what culpability meant, but so Chris asked him pointedly, what is your responsibility? What responsibility do you take in this whole incident? And he said, none. But talking with him after the show, he did. He said, I asked him, so you have to get through this system. He asked him what he wanted to do in life. And that's a whole nother, conversation. But the fact of the matter is, I think about the difference between Markell and my son and what the contributing factor and those different personalities are. You know what they are? It's a father in the home. I could have went in there and beat up on the kid. I could have went in there and just said, you know, you're a thug. I don't want you around my kids. You should be in jail and blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot more to this story, a lot more to this kid's life than meets the eye. I think that we need to take a really hard look at ourselves and ask, do we just want to beat up on these wayward kids or these minorities or whatever? Or do we actually want to do something to help? What do we do to ease the tensions between those kids and the police or those kids and school administrators? He's going to be in front of the administrators today, and they're going to talk about expelling him. And I spoke with him last night, and I told him a lot of things that I hope he takes to heart. But that's the question I have for you. What do we do? How do you feel after knowing what I just told you? How do you feel about Markell? Does your feelings change at all? 855-200-1776. We'll be right back with Blanquita Cullen and Ellen Ratner.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-569-4056. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station. But it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. Call 1-800-569-4056.
Geo Steering Services. It's one of the things new at Nessa Consulting Services. Kathy Nessett of Nessa Consulting Services tells us about how Nessa Consulting Services is now offering geo steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back, Common Sense Club. We have our daily guest who dispenses just copious amounts of common sense, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen. And I want to ask you if you could hang on for just a second, because I have a guy that's been hanging on the line for a very long time, and I just want to get opinion on my opening segment. So, Ellen and Blanquita, would you guys be cool with that?
Sure. Sure.
Good deal. Dustin out in Williston, what's on your mind? Hey, Dustin. Oh, maybe. Okay, there you
go. Can we do something wonderful today because it's Giving Tuesday? Can we talk about Ellen's Goats for the Old Goat program that helps all those wonderful people in South Sudan? I mean, for those people that are concerned about human rights, what Ellen and her team have done with slave liberations and feeding and medicine and so forth is, you know, she's an unsung heroine, and her team, too. Ellen, share that information and how they can contribute.
Thank you, Blanquita. And, you know, it's not only that you can buy a goat and partial wheelchair or even partial goat if you don't have a lot of money. It's that you can give a beautiful crystal heart necklace made by women who have seen somebody killed in front of them, part of our post-traumatic stress program. And you can give them, and then the women get all the money. We pay all the overhead of the organization, so your money. And, you know, somebody, I hate to say it, but somebody wrote an article last year called When is a Goat Not a Goat? And a lot of these organizations say it's metaphorical. What you do is you get a certificate immediately from us, and then within the year, you'll get a picture of your goat.
The other thing is,
and your name, but you know we don't give it out to anybody else.
And those hearts, I have to tell you, are beautiful. They're Swarovski crystal. They're in different colors. But the little legend that goes along with those survivors' hearts, as they are called, is that when you're having a very hard time, you touch the little heart and you think of the women and what they went through, and you say, if I can survive, if those women that put this heart together can survive, so can I. And I mean, they are gorgeous and affordable. They're beautiful.
So tell me again, what is the name of this organization?
GoatsForTheOldGoat.com. I started it when I became an old goat for my 60th birthday.
Goats for the Old Goats?
Goats for the Old Goat. Plural Goats for the Old Goat. There's only one old goat, that's me, .com.
That's,
never admit to being an old goat.
That sounds like a phenomenal organization, and it's fascinating, and one I am definitely going to research a little
Scotty
bit more.
Scotty has been promising to do a lot for us, so I'm going to hold him to it, maybe at the Fargo Theater.
And maybe Leon to go to South Sudan with you, Ellen.
I've been trying to get Scott to South Sudan with me, but I'll take anybody I can get.
Well, Leon, and you know what? It is, my son goes there with Ellen, and has done a lot of the documentation and the photography. There's some that is just so profound because, you know, they have polio there, which is why giving even a partial contribution to wheelchairs is significant. They have, the slave liberations where you see these women and men who have not seen each other in 20 and 30 years. And think about it. You know, they've never seen themselves in a mirror. The only reflection they've ever seen is in a body of water. So it's profound. And for people that really do want to make a difference, it is huge.
And I think the NSA took Ellen, so she dropped off.
No, the NSA got me back.
Okay, good deal. But that is something that definitely.
I do want to say this about the NSA. When there was fighting that broke out last year, the White House and the NSA was very helpful to us.
Okay. And that's a little tongue-in-cheek, Ellen.
You want to know the other thing, Liam, before you run out of time? Is that, you know, how Ellen is a very hardcore liberal and I'm the hardcore conservative. You want to see the Republicans who have come across and supported this as well as Democrats. This is one of the most successful bipartisan efforts you've ever seen.
And our votes are less expensive than other groups because we pay the overhead of the organization. So people get a good deal and you know where your money goes.
And you said you can buy a share.
It's going to the pocket of employees.
Our goats are $60. Groups charge between $75 and $120. And also with our goats, not only do people get, they can buy a share of a goat for $10. So it's a great gift for people who don't even have a lot of money, and you still get your certificate. So okay. that's the story, plus those beautiful hearts that are made by our women.
So you buy the survivor's heart, or you buy the goat and you get the survivor's heart in the picture? How does that work?
No. You buy a goat, you get a certificate, and within the year you'll get a picture of your goat and the recipient. And the certificate you get right away, this recipient, the photo within the next year. And then the survivor's heart, totally separate. Those are physical hearts that you get. We send them to you, and all that money goes directly to women, many of who used to eat every other day before they encountered us.
And, you know, wow. They're beautiful. They're bright blue. They're red. There's crystal silver. There's purple. There's every kind of color you can imagine. And they are big ones, little ones. They're different prices. They're very affordable. And honest to God, every time I wear my heart that I love, I have a blue heart. People really stop me on the street, and they just say, God, that's gorgeous. When you tell them the story about the hands that made the heart, it's overwhelming.
And Ellen, the next time you head out there, if Stock can't make it, give me a ring, because that sounds like an admirable cause. It really does. But before we run out of time, I do want to ask you one thing. So I'm sure that you guys have heard about Elizabeth Lawton.
Yes, we have, of course.
Okay. And Ellen, I want to ask you first. What do you think? Should the first daughters or the first kids of any president, should they be off? Should they be hands-off topic?
During the early 90s, I was offered a job at a major network saying, well, if I could report from the White House on what, like, Chelsea Clinton was having for breakfast. And I said, you know what? Nobody in the White House press corps reports on the first daughter at that point, Chelsea Clinton. And nobody should report on these kids. That is off limits, and everybody in the press has accepted that.
And I agree with that. Unless they've done some violation where they've killed someone or run a red light where they hit somebody. I mean, kids should be off the limits. They didn't run for the office, and I think everybody kind of agrees with that.
And I totally agree. Do you think that she should be fired?
Well, she should have been gone. So goodbye to her.
But what I'm getting at is, but before she resigned, a lot of folks were like, fire her, this and that. Do you think it's a fireable offense?
I think that staffers in Congress should work for their member, and that anything individually should not happen. When you go to Congress to work as a staff member, you are there as a staff member.
Thank you, Ellen and Blanquita. We'll be right back with Kirsten Lombard, and we're going to talk a little common sense.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Welcome back, Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and today we're going to talk a little Common Core, especially here recently. You know, we had the forum poll where there was just a shellacking when the folks were asked, you know, should we scrap Common Core? Overwhelmingly, folks were like, yes. We should scrap it. North Dakota standards for North Dakotan kids, that sort of thing. And here on this show, we talk about Common Core and all of the maniacal machinations that I see, and that the good folks at Stop Common Core ND have been bringing to light. So we're pretty well versed in that, and you understand why conservatives are opposed to Common Core. Well, real conservatives anyway, are 100% opposed to Common Core. But what you might not know is there are a lot of Democrats that are opposed to Common Core also. I mean, there is some common ground when we're talking about the animus Common Core, the dislike of Common Core. And my next guest actually edited a book that has just a ton of folks from the left and the right exposing and telling why that there is this common ground when we're talking about Common Core. And the author, I mean, well, the name of the book is Common Ground on Common Core, Voices from Across the Political Spectrum. My guest today is Kirsten Lombard, and I want to welcome her to the Common Sense Club. So welcome, Kirsten.
Leon, it is great to be back on your show. What a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Not a problem. We have, especially the folks over there at Stop Common Core ND, have raised the level of awareness here like you would not believe. Just a couple of months ago, you know, you asked someone, you know, what is Common Core? Have you heard of Common Core? What are your thoughts on it? They would have looked at you like a deer in the headlights. Now, a forum poll had an overwhelming, I mean, like in the thousands of folks that said absolutely not. I mean, I want to thank you and folks like you for coming out and telling us, you know, the truth about Common Core. Now, in this book, you have compiled a bunch of folks from both sides of the aisle, both sides of the political spectrum, and basically about what is their singular stance on Common Core.
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably, I've been a grassroots organizer in Wisconsin for the last 5 years, Leon, and of all the things that I've done in my life, stepping aside and taking some time to get this book together and talking to people on both the right and the left about their concerns on Common Core has probably been the most important thing I feel like I've ever done and has been the most valuable. What turns out to be the case is exactly what you said, that there is a ton of common ground between those who identify on the left and on the right, but we've been purposely pitted against each other so that we won't talk to each other and figure that out. And once we do, boy, you know, people on the left are every bit as mad about what is happening to children, about what is happening to parents, about what is happening to teachers as we are.
And my apology, is it Christian or Kirsten?
It's Kirsten. It rhymes with deer.
Kirsten. Okay,
there
Kirsten.
You go.
Wow, you're so gracious. You never said a word.
Oh,
but thank
listen,
you.
I answer to anything.
I answer to a lot. I just don't answer to liberal. But anyway, that's another thing. And you said that, you know, this is the most important project that you've been on. And I'm thinking that you were an organizer on the Wisconsin 912 project. And you say this is more important than that.
Well, I feel like it's an extension of that in a way, but yes, it is more important, I think, because
why?
When we are pitted against each other, and we have been pitted against each other purposely, it becomes very much more difficult for us to leverage the common ground that we actually have to fight back and solve problems and defeat things like Common Core that really are bad for everybody. We're so busy pointing at each other and squabbling with each other that we are wasting a lot of time and energy doing that rather than using the information that we both have, partnering in important ways and really getting things done.
Absolutely. And give us a Cliff Notes version. I guess how many folks are chronicled in this book? You know, give us the breakdown on the political spectrum. Do we have like a 80-20 split with conservatives and liberals in this book? Or is it, 70-30? What is it?
I would say it ranges all the way from people who consider themselves radical leftist all the way to people who are more on the libertarian or objectivist side, people who, you know, are followers of Ayn Rand and things like that. And it really does give a pretty even treatment to all of those different people. I would say that, you know, different people have different kinds of concerns where they've chosen to focus in their essays, but we have 18 essays total in the book, 20 authors, two of the essays are co-edited, and man, there is, as you read through the essays, just a ton of stuff where people are saying, look, you know, yes, I'm focusing on this piece of the puzzle, but I'm angry about the other stuff too. You know, you can really see it in the essays where there's agreement. I think for people who identify on the left, one of the most common concerns has been what this does to teachers, what Common Core does to teachers. And frankly, what it does is make them proctors in their own classroom. When you standardize and centralize education to the degree that Common Core does, essentially what you are doing is creating a script that all teachers must follow, regardless of grade level, regardless of what state they're in, or regardless of community. And if they deviate from that script, they are actually penalized. In most states, there is a tie now between an accountability tie between what teachers must do and their merit pay, or even, you know, the maintenance of their jobs. So there is very little ability to push back if they don't want to get in trouble. It's very difficult. You see an essay in this book called Teaching the Common Core is Not Teaching by a wonderful educator out of the state of New Mexico, Chris Nielsen, who's written a couple of books on the Common Core. You know, he identifies on the left. But he is really frustrated, not just with what's happening to teachers in terms of their merit pay, et cetera, but the fact that they are no longer able to tailor their lessons to the students in their classroom and what that does to the children that they're teaching.
Wow. One of the titles in this book that I saw that kind of piqued my interest was Learning with Leviathan. I thought that was profound. And I'm one of those guys that I, you know, the cradle to grave surveillance, that sort of thing. And normally, you know, you lead off with that point and you kind of lose people. They're like, what are you talking about? What's going on there? Can you just briefly touch on the surveillance society, the Orwellian, machinations that are in place, via Common Core?
Absolutely, and that is that's a brilliant essay that you're referencing, Learning with Leviathan. It's written by a guy who most people will not have heard of, Jeff Horn. He's a colleague of mine here in the grassroots in Wisconsin. He's a data scientist and is in a unique position to understand the computer systems, et cetera, the systems that are put in place in these quote-unquote jobs of the future that we're all being told that Common Core is going to help us fill. And what he says is that essentially we are training children in the classroom essentially to be surveilled, to be objectified, and to be compliant. That is what Common Core is essentially achieving. And the reason for that is because there is a switch now between who the customer for education actually should be and who it has become. The customer for education should be the parent and the child, but what it has become is corporations and government.
Yep.
And those corporations and government are basically going to be providing low-level jobs, cheap labor jobs, those kinds of things, and they need labor who isn't going to fight back.
Wow. Where can folks pick up this book?
They can go straight to the Resounding Books website. It's resoundingbooks.org, and they can order it from us there. We are working with some other places to provide additional outlets, but for now that is the central hub to buy the book at. And it makes a great Christmas present. I can't think of anything better than giving the gift of information about this particular program this year.
Absolutely. You sound like me. Nothing, there's no better, a gift to give than a book or info. And I want to thank you now. And this is a brief segment and I want to, extend an invitation out, for next week. This is a much bigger conversation. I really want a lot of folks, especially, with the holidays coming up, to think about, going to Resounding Books, picking up this book, and the name of this book is Presenting Common Ground on Common Core, Voices from Across the Political Spectrum. It is a fascinating read. And going through all of the different titles, phenomenal read. You really should pick it up. Ms. Lombard has been a grassroots organizer for the right for a very long time and very successful. She edited this book. She's been on a speaking tour about this book, as has some of the authors of some of these essays. So we have about a minute left.
Let me just say it has been, again, a pleasure and a privilege to put this book together. And we were even more blown away when a national figure agreed to write the foreword for us, so that, you know, he felt strongly enough about what we were doing and how important it was that he put his name to it. So it's even got a foreword by former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul. What a gift that was to have somebody, you know, really want to back the project like that. We hope people will read it. I know that people are starting to give this to legislators to help educate them. Really, it's a great source. It's starting to even be used as an official source at hearings, et cetera, and being submitted into testimony. So it's a powerful piece of work.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Joel Vettel right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
As you first sink into the cushions, massage nodes travel up and down your back to detect and adapt the massage to your body shape. Does that sound relaxing or what? This is state-of-the-art massage from the Miracle Chair. Jerry Breyer is here. Jerry has brought the Miracle Chair at a great price to North Dakota. Hundreds of our listeners have been in this Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair, and they love it. Jerry, what's your favorite story?
I sold one to a guy last Christmas, right before Christmas. And after he had it set up, he called me and he said, "My wife tells me that's the greatest gift she's ever gotten for Christmas in over 40 years. And that's the kind of feedback we get all the time on this chair.
So, hey, kids, if you're looking for a great gift for mom or dad, what a fabulous idea. State-of-the-art design, the ultimate luxury experience, zero gravity, relaxing heat therapy, full body massage. It is amazing. The Miracle Chair. Find it online at miraclechair.net or call Jerry at 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back, Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we have on the line today Lieutenant Joel Vettel of the Fargo Police Department, and we're going to talk a little bit about that incident at Fargo South with Markel Gray and the school resource officer. So if you have any questions for the lieutenant, call in 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. I want to welcome Lieutenant Joel Vettel to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Now, last night, I was on 630 Point of View, and I spoke with Markell. I saw the interview, with, the police chief. What am I missing? And you can give a Cliff Notes version of the incident, and I have a question or two for you, if you don't mind.
Sure. The week right prior to the vacation week, which would have been last Tuesday, we had an incident at Fargo South High School involving started with a couple of students that were during a lunch period in a commons area where they were approached by our school resource officer along with one of the administrators from the high school in reference to where their pants were hanging down lower on their backside. And at that point, they do have a dress code that specifically addresses those issues. They approached the students, indicated that they wanted them to comply with the dress code. Through that type of conversation, things escalated over the course of probably about 5 to 6 minutes. And one of the students that was talked to was taken to the office. Then the second student, the individual that's on the video, he apparently made the bad decision that he was not going to comply with the officer or with the school administrator. At that point, things escalated to a point where the officer was forced to really utilize hands-on force to control him, had to take him to the ground, handcuff him, and as you can see from the video, it certainly the behavior of the young man was certainly what I think most people would agree out of control, and certainly one that we do not want to see in our public schools. And so we're certainly at this point there's been a lot of talk in reference to the incident, but certainly the officer involved, he is a 20-year officer with the Fargo Police Department. Officer Libner has been an extremely valuable resource for us and has been an outstanding resource officer at Fargo South for several years. And so these incidences extremely rare in our schools, but this one unfortunately turned into one that was a physical force type of situation. And again, we certainly are thankful that Officer Libner did everything he could to try to de-escalate the situation. But unfortunately, those decisions rose to a point where the officer was forced to utilize physical force to control the individual.
And thank you for giving us the Cliff Notes version of that. And I spoke with Markell last night. I don't know if you saw that interview, but I spoke with him on and off camera before and after. And what the folks may not get from that interview, from the video that's been circulating, is there was a lot that was going on before this video. There were a couple of profanities dropped and references to Mike Brown and Ferguson and what this officer and a lot of folks are saying, how could a kid go to juvie for a dress code violation and that sort of thing. That's not the case. This had moved from a dress code violation, and correct me if I'm wrong, it moved from a simple dress code violation to a criminal action, and that's why, the officer had to take control of the situation, and Markell had to go to juvenile detention.
Yeah, exactly. We certainly, having the school resource officers in the schools, they work hand in hand with the school administrators to really try to make the schools not only safer, but just run more efficiently and try to make it a great quality learning environment. And,
right.
One of those things that I think is very apparent in the video is that the young man's behavior is out of control. He has risen to the point where he's disrupting school, and that's one of the criminal charges he was charged with, kind of the adult version of disorderly conduct, along with the resisting of a police officer. And yes, we just saw a very short snippet of that. Yeah.
Lieutenant Vettel, and I got to disagree with you just a bit here. From the video, and keep in mind, on my social media, I have well over 450 likes to this. I said that if this was my son, I'd buy that officer dinner. And this is just based on the video. I'd buy him dinner with my son sitting there just so my son would know that that behavior is in absolutely no way, shape, or form acceptable. But from the video, but just looking at the video, I don't think it tells the story. It doesn't convey that the message that like the chief did last night on Chris's show. Now I got a full picture of what was going down on there, but a lot of folks just looking at that video have said to me, you know, God, the kid was—it's a dress code violation. So I'm glad that you guys are getting out, and I wish we had some more time. You guys are getting out and explaining it to the folks. Would you agree to come back on the show at a later date to talk a little bit about the gang activity and the thug activity that you see?
Sure, we are always willing to come on and share any of our with any of your listeners.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.